Gorgeous well-being, sex, and beauty. Approaching Valentine's Day, we're celebrating divorce on Radio Gorgeous, and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Today, the divorce alchemist, Emma Heptonstall, speaking to us from York on Skype. Hi.
Hello, Radio Gorgeous. It's nice to be here.
So, you've developed a program for women getting divorced. How can you help women?
Well, yeah, I have. And the thing is, I want to say at the outset that I'm not divorced. In fact, at the moment, I'm not even married. So, who knows, this time next year, maybe I'll be lucky. But my background is a legal advisor and coach. Helped me to see that women don't always make the best decisions, get really into their heads about divorce, about how it's the end of the world. They have to knuckle down, they have to shut down. And my program is about it not being like that. It can be empowering, it can be the best thing that's happened to you. It can really help you get clear about what you want from your life, where you want to go, what your finances are like, how you'd like them to be, and to move forward.
Yeah, because you say in an article that women can be disadvantaged in a divorce. In what way can we be?
My experience is that oftentimes women focus on what they think that they need rather than what it is that they really want and what's going to help them. So you might have a woman who has given up a career to raise a family, or she might have worked through and the children have been in childcare. When it comes to divorce, she battens down the hatches and she says, I can't handle it emotionally. I want it over. You keep your pension. If you've got a business, you keep that. Just give me the house. We hear it time and time again as coaches. Just give me the house. And sometimes that approach is just not the right one.
Why is that not enough then?
Because you might have this house, but can you afford to run it? Can you afford to heat it? If the roof falls in, can you do something about it? Also, is it your best option emotionally? If you're stuck in a house that has memories, some of them will be great, some of them may not be great. Is that the best thing to help you and your children, if you've got them, move forward? Sometimes a clean break, we talk about clean break in the law, and sometimes emotionally a clean break is what you need.
Really interesting. Now, you also say that you've got seven steps. So can you tell us the seven? I mean, it sounds like something from, you know, alcoholism or something. The divorce alchemist seven steps, is it to kind of magic in your life, freedom? What are you kind of promising in your seven steps?
Well, my seven steps really is alchemy, because it's about transforming where you are now to where you want to be in a very logical yet supportive way. So the first step is looking at divorce, what it is, what it isn't. Looking at the decisions that you're going to need to make around the kind of divorce that you want. So there are different types of divorce.
So I didn't even know that. Yeah.
So there's the traditional route. You go and see a lawyer. He goes and sees a lawyer. They send loads of expensive letters backwards and forwards. It gets all a bit nasty. You may or may not go to court. You may or may not see him. It may or may not get resolved very quickly. The other option for you is what we call a collaborative divorce, where you and your lawyer sit with him and his lawyer and often employ the services of other professionals, financial advisors, emotional coaches, to work out, based on some principles that you decide between you, how you're going to manage your divorce, how you're going to apportion time with children, what's going to happen to the house, the pensions, the finances generally. And the other way is through family mediation.
Radio Gorgeous, the sexist station where you'll only hear the female voice.
Use mediation and do your own divorce. You can use mediation and still use the traditional route, and you can use mediation and go through the
collaborative. So can we just say a mediator, they are like, it is a job, isn't it, being a mediator. What do they do? Do they stop you from sort of hitting each other in the...
yes, in my other life I'm also a family mediator, and my role there is to stop people falling out, to support them to listen to each other and respect one another, and to put the needs of the family first. So we know when we think we're right. We can all get into thinking we're right. Well, I just want this and I'm not budging, and that's the end of it. Mediator's role is to loosen that belief and look at options and alternatives.
Are you quite patient, Emma?
I could probably deal with being a little bit more patient. It is a can be a very frustrating job, but it's a fabulous job as well, just seeing that transformation in people, which goes back to my program. It's about, it might be really awful to start with. You might be all over the place. You might think the world has ended. And at the end, when you know what divorce is and what it isn't, we then go on to look at how you invest in yourself and why it's important as a woman to make yourself important when you're getting divorced. So instinctually, we start thinking about other people. How are my children going to cope? How are my parents going to cope? What are they going to say?
Yeah, and also the whole of society. It's you've failed. You think you've failed anyway in people, you know, in your own eyes and your friends' eyes, you know.
Yeah, there's still a real stigma about, oh my goodness, you couldn't make a marriage work. What's the matter with you? So we spend a lot of time looking at that and getting ladies to see their real worth. What we also look at is if you know what's important to your husband, because if a woman is able to look at what she thinks is important in relation to what her husband thinks is important, that helps the basis of an agreement in the future. She may not know those things, or she may have got them wrong, and that's fine, but if she can help us with that, to explore those things, that's excellent. We then go on to getting organised, and this is really where the hard work begins in the divorce process. So we've built her up, she's feeling confident, she's clear about who she is, what she would like. Now it's about doing the boring bit, getting the paperwork filed. We all hate paperwork, don't we, ladies?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I've just filed my tax return this morning, you know, talk about 11th hour. I prepared it in November. I didn't press the button. Now what's
Oh, God, and it's February. Oh, it's near. No, hang on. Not yet. We're all right.
So it's like, right, so you've got your Form E. Now, your Form E is the financial form the court expects you to complete. So it goes through what your income is, what your outgoings are.
And you can help somebody fill all this in with them, can you?
Yes. And if they want to go through that with their lawyer, that's absolutely fine, but we'll explain it. So when your lawyer is asking you to complete the Form A, he will need you to have at hand all these documents. So we go through how to find them, where to get them, why they're important, why you need them. And then when we've got organised, then we get real. So getting real is about looking back on what we thought we wanted to what's realistically possible based on what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have wanted the house. Is it possible? Yes or no? We might have thought we couldn't have the house, and actually we can, so do we want it now?
Yeah.
So it's about looking back and thinking, right. And through my divorce journey, have my opinions changed? Has my confidence altered in such a way that I now need something else? So we reflect in getting real on where we're at. And then we look at communication. So communication styles of ourselves and our soon-to-be ex-husband. Because the way we communicate with ourselves is important. The way we communicate with one another is also important. So we look at, how do we talk to ourselves? What's the inner dialogue that's going on about ourselves right now? Mostly it's negative, and that's kind of normal. So it's about making sure that when we've done our value assessment and we've invested in ourselves, that our self-talk is positive. Looking at patterns in our husband's talk, when we notice the patterns of other people's speech, we can then get in there and influence that conversation positively, not to manipulate, but But to talk to someone in a way that they're going to get us more and understand what it is we're saying and where we're coming from.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah. Communicating with the ex-husband must be so important, really. Because if that's dead, then you can't get anywhere, can you?
No, and that's the thing that costs the money. The divorce process itself, all told, it's probably, a guesstimate without doing my calculations, it's about £700 in court costs.
Gosh, so I thought it would be thousands.
The rest of it is because of emotion, lack of communication, misunderstanding of the process, inability to move forward. That's the thing in divorce that costs the money.
So I suppose it's underlying anger and hurt, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's creating the problems.
Relying on our girlfriends and our mothers to help us with this is probably one of the biggest mistakes that we can make. Because whether we like it or not, those that love us are emotionally invested in our divorces almost as much as we are. So we're never going to get an objective perspective.
Yeah, they're just going to say, he's awful, get what you can out of him, you know.
Look what he's done to you.
No, so it's fantastic. It's brilliant. Does anybody else do what you do? Are you original?
There are some divorce coaches in the UK. It's kind of quite an American idea, as we might imagine. All the best ideas come from over the pond, it seems. There are more and more of us out there. I'm the only one that I'm aware of that that's USP is I'm not divorced and actually I'm not married. most people come at their marketing from, I know where you are because I've been there. My point is, every divorce is different. So even if I had been divorced, I don't know where you are. And it's insulting to say I do, because you are unique, your divorce is unique. I might have some empathy with where you're at. But actually, because I haven't been through that process, I'm not on my own healing journey. I'm not recovering from something. I'm not doing this to work through some of my own issues. I am using my knowledge, my experience, my detachment to help you get a result that is right for you.
And the great thing is, even though you're based in York, you can do Skype calls and you do travel, don't you, as well?
Yes. So Skype, FaceTime, we can work over that. If a lady wants me to go and meet her, then I'll do that. Because it's about a woman being comfortable, being vulnerable. And to be vulnerable, some women struggle doing it over a computer. Others are more experienced at doing that. If you're not willing to be vulnerable, you're going to struggle with the divorce process. You're going to batten down the hatches, pretend it's all right when really it isn't. And the danger of doing that is that you make a decision that in hindsight, you might look back on it and think, I wish I hadn't made that decision.
You're incredibly wise. How did you learn your wisdom? Because you seem quite young to me.
I'm 41.
Well, you look a lot younger.
and I've worked in the legal world for 13 years. And I've coached a lot of people and I've seen the power of it. I've been coached myself. That's what sort of led me into sort of being interested in that field. I started working initially with couples who were appearing in court because they wanted to argue about child contact. And more I was finding that couples would be listed for a 5-day hearing of evidence about trivial things about where the child was going to be collected from, where they were going to be dropped off, who was going to have the Easter holidays and Christmas. And using coaching techniques with them, within an hour, they had an agreement.
Wonderful. So it saved all those court costs and all that pain. Going to court is a very painful experience.
Because it's about communication. And one question that I ask of couples when I do this when I'm in mediations is, tell me one thing that you respect about that other person as a parent, because there's going to be something.
Yeah.
Tell me about your children. It brings them together because they say, oh, you know, little Johnny, he's 2 and he likes this. And then they'll start laughing together. And it's often the first time they've laughed together in months.
So that must be so rewarding.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And your job must be so rewarding. So how do people get in contact with you, Emma?
They can drop me an email. And my email address is emma@emmaheptonstall.com. They can visit me at my website and click the link. Find me by Googling The Divorce Alchemist. And if anyone wants some support, they can download my free ebook, which is on my website, which is The Smart Woman's Divorce Guide. That is a handout of tips of things that you need to think about when you're getting divorced, and very helpfully includes a list of all the people that you need to contact when you separate from your partner. Because you've got a long list of things to do, and when your head is a shed, you can't remember.
No. So it's fantastic. You have thought of everything. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you for letting me chat with you, Radio Gorgeous. I've enjoyed it immensely.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com. Get in contact with us, contact us on info@RadioGorgeous.com, and to sign up for our shows to come once a week into your inbox. Who can think of anything better, darling?